All right, Pat Bain here joining us on our Farm to Table segment. On our Farm to Table segment, which is brought to you by DuPont Pioneer, from world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. Pat, how are things going so far this winter?
Oh, actually pretty well, Terry. It's December was great, a little extra rain, but of course we're having a little more typical temperatures now, but we're dealing with it and nothing that out of the ordinary.
Yeah, first of all, give us a little bit of your background and tell us about your farm, Pat.
Sure. I've lived in the area all my life. I went to the University of Illinois, graduated with a degree in animal science. I have a pig farm. Our farm raises the babies, so we have the mothers. We have about 3,000 mothers, and we raise the babies to about 3 weeks of age when they move on to another farm to be grown to market weight.
Now, let's talk about animal care, because the cold weather has definitely picked up. What a difference in 1 week, from 45 degrees to near below zero temperatures. How do you deal with temperature control inside, outside care?
Well, that's a great question. You know, we want to answer this question for people because we want to demonstrate we have shared values, you know, with our animals and what consumers want us to have. You know, we care about them on a daily basis. And I guess I'd like to start by saying, if I do my job, well, you know, the pigs, it's kind of like they're in San Diego. Every day is a beautiful day. You know, the weather should be perfect. Their environment, we're responsible for, and we try to make sure that's pretty much of a perfect situation for them in every scenario. So to answer your question, you know, when it's cold, the buildings are heated, and so it just maintains a temperature that's comfortable to the mothers, and the babies need an even warmer temperature, and we provide that to them on a daily basis.
Yeah, you've got a backup generator that helps things, and you've got to be on call 24/7. Talk about that experience. I mean, because if the power goes out, which we've seen that happen a few times, you've got to be on call to make sure that generator's working.
Right. And, you know, it's basically a life or death situation. Now, these animals depend on us to provide, you know, their daily care and environment. So if there's a power outage, the generator starts in a matter of seconds to maintain that environment. And, you know, we have several fail-safe mechanisms in place. We have an alarm system. If something would fail, I get a call to make sure that I fix the problem. But, you know, like everything, sometimes things go wrong. And so, you know, I've got good people, and I'm around to their safeguard to make sure that whatever situation arises, we're there to handle it. And, you know, some of these things that I talk about as far as equipment, and we've incorporated a lot of technology to make sure we maintain the heating and the cooling and the air movement all at optimum environment for the mothers as well as the babies.
Yeah, that reminds me, when I was growing up, my dad worked at a hog farm next door, and we were the backup phone call, so it called both of us. But, you know, just to make sure, because like you said, it's life or death for that situation. And that's the same with feed and water. You got to make sure those things are always kept up.
Yep. Absolutely. I mean, everything that happens on a daily basis, it just gets more complicated when the weather gets adverse. And one thing I guess I failed to mention, you know, the number one thing is we got to get there. Nowadays, farmers these type of livestock farms are kind of off by themselves for health reasons. And although I only live 800 feet from the farm, sometimes that can be difficult in a complete blizzard. And so I have to be able to get there, number one, and I have to get enough help to do the daily needs, which, you know, have to happen no matter what. And, you know, the feed and providing the water. You know, any time things are under stress, it's like the old saying that the weakest link in a chain is the strongest the chain can be. So when things get adverse, you find out where the weak links are, and, you know, equipment can fail. And you know, in the least optimum conditions, they have to be fixed.
Tell me a little bit about disease prevention, because I know that we had a real muddy start to our winter, and that can allow disease to spread.
Yeah, the word we use for that is biosecurity. It's nothing more than maintaining the health of the animals, and it's no different than people. We have the cold and flu season. You know, when it gets cold, you know, and the weather changes, and it can get humid or dry, the animals can have trouble too. So we want to do everything we can to make sure that environment they have is near perfect. And then we avoid those problems. And, you know, the old saying, ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
The Pork Quality Assurance Plus is our next topic, and this is a voluntary certification for pork farmers that you have. What is it? Why is it so important?
Well, it's important because consumers want to know that farmers are doing the right thing. And this is basically just kind of a manual for producers to make sure we do the thing, you know, everything good as far as, you know, animal care, treatment of animals, use of medications and vaccines, location to give shots, you know, maintaining the environment, as I've talked about, equipment, biosecurity, which is basically maintaining the health of the animals. So the industry has worked very hard to make sure we have, you know, a standard, if you will, that everyone can rely on. Because, you know, I am the owner and I'm there every day, but I have employees, and it's a great tool that I can use to teach the people that I have working for me what needs to be done. And, you know, one thing I guess I would say, and I just went to a meeting yesterday, another thing that's getting added to this pork quality assurance is what's called a common swine industry audit. And this is going to be the next step to give consumers the insurance that not only are we saying that we're doing these things, there's going to be an audit by a third-party firm that's going to come to the farms and say, are you people actually doing these things? And they can sign off and they can tell, you know, actually go through the packers and into the consumers that say, hey, these animals are, these farmers are doing everything that they say they're doing. And I think it's a great thing and something that consumers can take confidence in.
Well, and you know, Pat, that's why we can confidently say here in McLean County and around the United States that we put out a safe product. Farmers like you put out a safe product for all of the consumers out there. And it's because of that commitment to excellence, that we have that assurance when we go to the grocery store.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the old adage, you know, people want small farms, and there's nothing wrong with small farms, but, you know, I'm a professional. I do it every day. It's all I do, and I do a very good job at it, and everybody, it's kind of like all other industries. In order to survive, you have to be really good at it. So I think that speaks for itself, and I think it's important to have systems in place where you can be accountable for what you say you do, and that should help us all, you know, help us in our markets and help consumers to be comfortable with the treatment that we're giving the animals.
Real quick, because we're almost out of time, but Pat, I got to know, do the pigs like the snow as much as the dogs do?
No, pigs are kind of fair weather animals. They like it. They like it. Although you see pictures of pigs in mud, but that's because they don't have a natural cooling mechanism. Pigs actually like it warm and dry.
Good to know. Very good to know. Pat Bain, pig farmer from our area. Thanks so much for being our guest on Farm to Table. We'll talk to you again soon, Pat. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Terry.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
And this segment brought to you by DuPont Pioneer, from world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals. DuPont Pioneer is with you.